Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
The Chovos Al Vavos then speaks about a new point, the Nisyonos of Ashirim. V'yesha manika bari toifei ram ne'onam ha'yidei yeshach me'em lachim b'zeh avodosu lelukim me'am rosa v'yesem v'zeh v'nasibis ha'chazokish v'nasibis ha'nasayim v'hasos aloi. It's a very strong Nisayan. Kim Melech Shumatrav Chelo Vavoda Vachinasan Viraya Melech Viskonim. In nowadays society, it's not the Melech and the people and the government, but you could be a CEO in a company. You could have a company that employs 30 to 40 workers. You could be a very influential person that supports many moistas. There could be a lot of people who are well off. They could be very influential in a lot of areas. And these people have three strong nesiyanis, he's going to say. Vaseku meyam yito b'shloisha upon him. We have to be careful. Echo meyam b'kibsa amomen ki lokev mashigozel ha'abayr lekachta alponim megunim virayim. Sometimes he has so much lachatz to keep his company going that everyone should get a paycheck, that he should be able to do what he has to from his chiyuvim and shibudim, that he'll do things that are maguna, that are mavuza, virayim, and things that are avera, mamish. He'll steal, he'll cheat, he'll pull shtikim, betrick him, because he has a lot of pressure on his head. When a person believes that his ishtadlus, he's making the money happen, as when it's not going, as he'll pull shtikim, betrick him, and steal and cheat. When he realizes all this is not going to help, Hashem is goizen akol tali biyadai. As then miskayim bin yadai in yanei tayrasai ve'alamai. There's a story. There was someone that one time he was offered a company in Japan wanted to invest in his company, and that would have been very lucrative, and they wanted to lift it up and make it worldwide. As he traveled all the way there, and when he went there to meet the heads of the company, so two of them were men, and the third one was a lady, as she walked over to give him a handshake. He said that I can't shake your hands. In my religion, we don't shake hands. The lady was taken aback. She said, I never heard of such a thing. I shake many people's hands. What religion are you? She says, Jewish. He said, I don't know anything about them. I'm not familiar with the religion. As okay. That was the end. As here, this person, he didn't use the heter of shaking hands. He mamish was shomer halacha, and he thought like he threw away such a big business investment. A day later, he gets a call from the company. The heads of the Japanese company want to meet with him. He goes down, and he says, we want to invest with you. Tell us your price. He said, what happened? They said that this lady had never heard this before. She went on the internet and she found out about Jews, and she read that there's a section of Jews that they don't shake hands. And the three bosses sat down together and they said, if this guy watches his religion, that when even when he has a business deal of billions of dollars, he's willing to give up on it for his religion, this is the guy we want to do business with. Here he thought he should have made a heter of negia, and he would be a billionaire, and because he was shayim at Torah and mitzvahs, he became a trillionaire. Yeah. But either way, to always realize our success is from Hashem. Cheating, shtikim, trickim are not gonna help. Hasheni ki koishiv kol mashu yila min amomen hu teref mizaynoi lo yovin ki teref mizchal lo shleisha chalokim. It's a person's job to be mefarnes, his wife and family. The Paslechem explains what it means is that sometimes his wife will have to help earn money. Sometimes even his children will have to help. Other pshatim in the Chovos Al Vavos. So that's what the Chovos Al Vavos says.
You have been listening to a shiur by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shear, please visit hachzek.com or call 516-600-8080.